So you see this guy?
What guy?
I know a guy. Ever people say that? You ever hear people say that?
Yeah.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
I know a guy. He's a douche. His name is...
We know who it is?
Yeah. Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky is the one guy who threatened to vote no on the bailout, the $2.2 trillion coronavirus economic rescue plan. And this guy voted no, and Trump tweeted and threatened to throw him out of the Republican Party. So
really?
Praise Donald Trump, everybody. Yeah. Yes. Bye. Bye, lowlife. Bye, Felicia. Never hear that? I don't even know what that means. I know it's some black thing. You never heard "Bye Felicia"?
No.
Oh, it's
really?
Big, yeah.
Okay, never heard of that. Hey guys, this is Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
She's Spanish. That's fine. She doesn't know.
Who
that.
Are you, Jeff? Who are you?
Jeff here.
Okay.
I'm black. That's why I know the black thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm black when it comes to "Bye Felicia."
Listen, guys. Man, Jeff, it's been a long week, right?
Well, you know, actually, I think it went rather quickly.
Yeah?
To me, yeah, I don't know.
It just,
I'm
like,
working from home.
Every single day, though, something pops up, right? I mean, yeah. I just cannot watch the news anymore. Every single day, something pops up. Today, Cuomo popped up as soon as I was going into a meeting for something.
I bet he popped up right when the Price is Right was coming on.
Actually, no. I think he popped... Actually, I don't know. I don't know. I was at the baby watching him before I went to my meeting, and it was funny. I turned the TV on. I said, "Let me just go see Channel 2, CBS, see if Price is Right." No, it's Cuomo.
I hate Drew Carey. That's why I'm going to take 49 minutes to say something that normal people could say in three.
Yeah, but Jeff, yeah, he is lengthy, right?
Coronavirus. Oh, you mean the coronavirus? So, yeah. Coronavirus. Yeah, he's lengthy.
Did you see what he said today? They made a mistake in quarantining the young people and the older folks. I mean, what's that about now?
I didn't see that. I watched the update late in the day, and then I hear the news all night when I'm at work.
Yeah.
So I get a synopsis of Cuomo, which is better for me.
Yeah, probably. Now listen. Oh, okay. So
synopsis of everybody is better for me with this thing right now.
The bailout law, right? So that
bailout bill, I guess it is. Yeah.
So that went into effect, I think, a few hours ago, right?
Well, I don't know if it went into effect yet. It's you know, it's passed. Yeah.
Yeah,
it is passed. That's what we know.
There's one jerk. One.
What
we could call him?
His nickname is Mr. No, because he votes no on a lot of things.
Okay, first of all, you probably have a lot of money, okay?
I don't even know. He's 49. He's not that old.
What was his reasoning in saying no?
I don't know.
I mean, why?
I don't know.
You have a lot of people, you know, everybody that really needs a bailout, and they want, and the two sides finally came to some agreement,
yeah.
And this jerk, just one person, said no.
He's a money guy. He's mad about spending and not spending. Meanwhile, I bet he spends in his own life.
Of course.
You know, people annoy me with that whole thing, government shouldn't spend money. You spend money in your own life to make your life better.
So government spends
money to make your life better. Big deal. Just shut up.
So Jeff, what finally happened?
Shut your mouth.
What finally happened that, you know, he was like, did he change his mind? Or what happened?
I guess somewhere along the line they twisted his arm. I'm trying to think. Did he vote no? I'm not sure. Let's see. Oh, he was one of three Republicans to vote against relief for Hurricane Harvey in 2017.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so I'm not sure. Did it pass with everyone? He might have voted no in the end for this, too. I'm trying to
see.
Can
it still pass even though one
person? Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
All right, good. They should take away his pay for 2 weeks.
He was trying to delay the vote. He was going to make it so everybody had to come back to Washington, this guy.
Why? Everybody wants out of quarantine?
That's the kind of guy this is. He doesn't.
My God.
He's in government but doesn't like government.
Oh,
okay?
My gosh.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're in government and you don't like government,
why are you
there? That's kind of weird. Like, why are you there?
Why are you there?
It's like you know,
go home.
It's like going to becoming a lawyer and you hate the courtroom.
Go home.
Right?
Yes.
It's like being a doctor and you hate medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Jess, so hopefully people will be getting checks within a few weeks, now they're saying, right?
I would imagine, yeah.
It's going to take a few weeks. If you have direct deposit,
cabbage is
faster. So let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
And now Cuomo also, in his update, he said that schools will be closed until April 15th now. He
really?
Extended it. Yeah, it's April 15th now.
Okay. There's, I got news for you kids who listen to the podcast. Both of you. You'll have no school through the end of the year. I predict school's not coming back.
You think so?
I predict baseball's not starting until sometime in June. They're going to have a very abbreviated baseball season.
But Cuomo did say that if you had symptoms and you're feeling better, you had the virus, you are able to go back to work.
Yeah, but see, he's trying to push it.
What's open, though? But what is open?
Not a lot.
Okay, where are you going to go to work?
Food stores are open. For some reason, the cigar store I go to is open.
That's an essential business. Is that a necessity? Buying lottery tickets? Is that a necessity?
Well, I noticed the vaping shop around the block. That was open, too.
Is that a necessity?
The medical marijuana dispensary, which is also around our block, which I don't go to, by the way, is there.
The liquor stores are open because that's a necessity?
Liquor stores are sort of open. They're, like, open, but...
Some of them are closed. Some of them are not.
I went by one last night. They had a girl in the parking lot. You had to order in advance.
Yeah.
And then they bring it out to you, curbside pickup. Nobody allowed in the store.
Exactly. No one's allowed. And, you know, all the malls are closed.
Yeah. The malls are shut.
And it's still closed. Jeff, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Have you gotten stressed at all? Or are you seeing this from a different side?
I'm not really stressed. I mean, I'm nervous about a couple things personally. But overall, look, I went shopping for my mother today. I had to. My mother had a 72 item shopping list.
Oh, my God.
Okay, including everything from gefilte fish to grapes. Okay, so it was a big variety of foods.
Oh, my God.
You know, I bought my mother all sorts of stuff today.
Meanwhile, your mother went out the other day to have the
cat's nails were clipped. Very important to get Muffin's nails trimmed, you know, because heaven forbid the cat would have long nails during this coronavirus crisis. By the way, you know what they're saying?
What?
They're saying the patient zero, you know what that means, right? The first person to get this was a guy who was selling shrimp in that Wuhan market.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you go to the supermarket and they have shrimp that say they're from Wuhan, you don't want to eat those. Okay? You want to stay away from the Wuhan shrimp. They're not very good. And they will kill you. They're shrimp, but they're mothers. So were you saying something? I did this. I just mentioned, you know, you don't want to be a congressman and be in Congress, and it looks like you're allergic to laws. I just said doctor. It's like being allergic to medicine.
Oh,
did you have a doctor story? I don't
know? My God, Jeff. So this was out yesterday.
Yes.
This is kind of scary.
Yeah.
NYU, okay? Uh-huh. Because right now there's a shortage of doctors.
Yeah, hold on.
There's also, did you hear also that I forgot the amount of police that called that sick yesterday?
Oh, my God.
It's a massive amount.
Yeah, because they don't want to get sick.
Exactly.
I met a woman yesterday. I was talking to somebody. I was trying to do some reporting. I met a lady yesterday. Her husband's a cop here in the 2nd Precinct on Long Island, and he is nervous. He's got a full gear thing he wears when he goes in. He brings people to the hospital. He's got to wear special gear.
But it's in the thousands of people that called out, cops that called out sick yesterday.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know.
Wow.
Who wants to die for this?
Anyway, so NYU,
yes.
Okay, because it's short of doctors,
yeah.
They have decided they're going to graduate early their pre-med students.
Really? So in other words, like doctors who aren't fully trained are going to become doctors, right?
They're going to graduate them early.
Yes.
Seriously, is this the first year pre-med students?
No, it can't be.
I hope not.
Well, I always tell people this, that don't forget, not every doctor got straight A's. Your doctor might have gotten C's.
I know that.
And then you think if your doctor gets C's, the first thing that goes to your, yeah, the screaming goat says, you know, holy... Holy crap.
I don't know, though. That's crazy, isn't it, though?
Yes.
I mean, I know.
It's this crazy, Carolina. Screaming goat makes her laugh every time.
Oh, did we say the other day that Prince Charles has been confirmed he does the coronavirus?
Right, and now they're worried about the other two that live in Canada.
The Prime Minister?
No.
Oh, no. Megan and
Harry.
And Harry. By the way...
Yes.
I don't know if this is confirmed, but it's everywhere. So Harry has been calling his father. No, not Harry. William wants to go see his father, but, you know, he can't because of the kids.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle, it's everywhere.
Uh-huh.
She has forbidden Harry to go back to the UK. Forbidden.
Well, yeah.
Forbidden.
You can't blame him, right? This thing is like, I swear to God, look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I met some guy once who told me that there's chemtrails in the sky. In other words, other governments fly these chemical trails through the sky that we don't see, these drones.
Is that how people are getting it?
And they fly these... This is one theory people have.
But that kind of makes sense, though.
I have another theory.
What?
It's spread through Amazon packages that are delivered to your house.
Hey, listen, Jeff, three Amazon drivers I heard last week.
That's part of it. You know, it's all part of this stuff. Imaginary Joe flew on a plane from Europe, and he went to the bathroom at JFK Airport, and in the same bathroom was a guy from China or from Italy who didn't wash his hands and touched the doorknob, and then Joe touched the doorknob. Then Joe went to a wedding. Joe went to a wedding with 500 people and gave it to 40 people.
I don't get it.
Intermingling of humans. We're social animals, man. We intermingle. We hang out with other people all the time, right?
I don't understand. Yeah. Though. Like every other day, it's like 10 other people got it. 15 other people got it.
The only thing I recommend hanging out with large numbers of people, get a lot of people around to listen to our podcast, okay? Hey, Pablo, Pablo texts me. Hey, listen, Pablo. You know, you look clean. You know, you look safe to me. You don't look sick in the pictures I've seen. Get your family. Hey, V who texted me. Thanks, V, for listening, by the way. Love, V. And Eric Negron, I hope you're doing some insurance business during this. Couple shout-outs for our regulars there.
Yeah. Talking about Harry and Meghan.
Ah, yes, of course.
But they're still doing their thing. She is now going to be narrating a Disney, I think it's a documentary.
Okay.
But you know what? Can I tell you something? Meanwhile, William and Kate, okay, they're talking about the virus. Anything.
And the others are just talking about making more money,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, because they're missing that $1 billion of money that they got for living the royal life, right?
No, but everyone's doing the virus. No one's talking about anything else. And meanwhile, these two, and no offense, I mean, people have to make money, okay?
The virus. That sounds like a dance, Carolina. Doing the virus.
But Jeff,
doing the virus.
I like Harry. Yeah. Megan, but no. I wouldn't have popped that out now,
no,
would you?
Sorry, I'm not liking people who just think that
we're still working. We're making a lot of money.
That's like Trump. Trump is trying to push these. Like, oh, listen, certain parts of the country you can go back. I think this whole thing should be under control. Look, it economically sucks. I feel bad for people who own restaurants. I feel bad for people who work in that industry, who work in movie theaters and Broadway. And I mean, you know, not everybody who works in Broadway is rich. There's people who work behind the scenes.
Yeah.
There's guys who take tickets. There's ushers. You know, thing is, you know, you look at that Earth cam, man, and you look at Times Square in the middle of, like, even in the middle of the day.
Wait, there is one person still out there.
Where?
The naked cowboy.
I told you, he's so bored he's taking selfies. Actually, he's taking selfies. He's taking pictures from 6 feet away with people.
I'm actually going to text him today, because he have his number. We interviewed him on Busty Lone
in
Mañana.
He's got a whole industry going,
I'm
he makes
text
money,
him.
Right?
I want to see if he's, why, is he nervous about getting the virus?
He's not next to people, though.
But he's still out there, Jeff.
Is he good looking by women's standards?
He's okay, right?
He's okay.
But he's very, you know what it is? He's very sweet. I met him. He's very, very nice.
Right.
He's married to a Colombian. She's also the naked cowgirl. She's out there a lot with her sister. Very sweet family.
How naked is she?
Oh, the same as, well, no, she's got like a bikini.
Bikini, right? Yeah, Nobody's naked, you know?
Hey, Jeff, so Taylor Swift did something really, really nice.
She donated a lot of money?
$3,000 to a fan that said to her, you know what? I'm not asking for money, she says, but I can't pay my rent. I just got, you know, she lost her job. And you know what? Taylor Swift texted her back, say, you know what? What is your information, your bank or PayPal? I'm sending you $3,000.
Wow.
That's really nice. So I got to tell you that.
She could have sent her 10 and I would have felt it. You know?
But that's sweet though, isn't it?
Shake It Off probably made her $9 billion alone. Now, yeah. She puts her money where her mouth is. She donated $1 million to something like not long ago.
Yes, she does. But she's always doing that. Also, James Taylor and his wife donated $1 million to the Boston Hospital.
Really?
Yep.
You've got a friend.
Exactly. I mean,
you've got a friend.
Let me see. There's an app that's called My Bodega. Okay, Mi Bodega. Have you heard about that one?
No, I miss the bodegas.
Yeah, My Bodega online app launches to help deliver much needed items in time of crisis.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a new delivery
app. Give me the top items that the bodegas deliver. Do you have them there?
Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Bello is a founder and CEO of Bodega Online, says customers can go on the app and select the items they want, like plátanos, frijoles, gandules, stuff like that, Jeff, you know?
Okay.
But the radius is... a few block radius of their address. So it's not like... It's different bodegas, all right, that deliver. I wonder if our little, you know...
No, they're not. I rode by the one you're thinking of. They were closed yesterday.
Really?
I think they're closed during the day, open at night. Or some of the, I saw a bunch of the Spanish delis around here. They are open. They're doing, they still have the food. I heard people at the beach yesterday when I went to interview people who were very nervous about getting takeout food. Like they, you know, and meanwhile, I've heard that the virus can't live in when it's heated up.
People
are very nervous about getting takeout, which is why you're going to see a lot of restaurants come out of business. Chinese place nearby is closed.
Yeah, they're
not
shut down.
The big one we like, but
they
the small
down,
one.
Right? Yeah, they
closed.
Shut down,
there's
yeah.
a sign in the window.
First of all, it
says went back to Wuhan for a couple weeks. Like, holy crap. I'm kidding, Asians.
First of all,
don't pick on the Chinese. Okay? It's not their fault.
You
all right,
order Chinese. I know people who order Chinese.
See these people making like yelling at Chinese people. Okay, calm down. All right, that makes no sense.
And even if it did
originate in China, you can't blame. You're not going to blame Chinese
you can't
people.
Can't blame a restaurant.
There's things that originate here. You know that are bad.
You can't blame a restaurant. You know, you just can't blame a restaurant.
Oh, you want to hear a victim of the coronavirus, Carolina?
Who?
The afternoon version of the Egg McMuffin. McDonald's is yanking its all-day breakfast menu right now as the coronavirus pandemic screws up its operations. So they're making temporary change to simplify operations in our kitchens and our crew.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The company's working with its restaurants and franchisees to focus on serving its most popular menu items. So obviously you're going to get fries and Big Macs and burgers, but all-day breakfast response to this news, it'll be back. The guy said, the big chief of McDonald's says, the all-day menu will be back. Okay?
Let me ask you something, Jeff.
Don't miss your Egg McMuffin.
So, the grocery stores are open.
Yeah.
How are people immune or to not getting the virus?
You're
going
not.
To,
you're you supposed know? To stay 6 feet away from people. So, if someone's in this spot and then they walk away, you walk through that spot 4 seconds later, the virus can't attack you because it knows that you were 6 feet away seconds ago. Of course, that makes no sense. You're not supposed to be right behind people.
Yeah, but you know what? So
that's all.
Same thing with Costco. You know that Costco is really reinforcing that.
Well, I heard they're making fewer people allowed in the store.
Oh yeah,
right?
The other day I was in there, okay, because I had to buy stuff for Jackson. Anyway, I went in there like last week, and yeah, they make you wait, and then every certain amount of people can go in and they clean the heck out of your cart first.
Really? Are they doing the wipes?
Oh, yeah, they are. They are.
I offered some lady my wipe today and she said, that's okay. And she just touched the handle of her.
You know, but there's a lot of niceness going around. Hertz is offering free rental cars to healthcare workers to help them get to their jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Kristen Bell, you know, the actress and husband Dax Shepard.
They're crazy. They're raising their kid with no gender. Go ahead.
Okay, but they're crazy. They own apartments. They're waiving the April rent for their apartment tenants.
That's nice.
That's really nice. Seriously,
They both work. They make a lot of money, so they're not missing the income, right? Like Joe Schmo, who has an apartment in his house and rents it for another $1,000 a month, or they miss it. But somebody like Kristen Bell, who's been in a lot of movies, TV series.
Yeah, and also Kylie Jenner has donated $1 million to first responders.
Is she the makeup one?
Yes, exactly.
So
I love Kylie.
She's worth nearly a billion dollars, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
She's a billionaire. She's 20, what, she's 19 or 20?
I think she's 21. Anything else going on,
Jeff?
You know what's big right now? The ordering in. Remember when we had, what's it called? Sunbasket, right?
Yeah.
Remember that food would come, really good food? Sunbasket, Blue Apron.
Yeah.
I read that they're doing BAFO business. I like that term, BAFO.
Oh, really?
Matter of fact, I'm going to BAFO with you later. Yeah, thank you. But I heard they're doing gangbusters. I had a whole list of them in front of me, but I don't have it.
Oh, my God.
I move things around. But Sunbasket and Blue Apron. We had Sunbasket come to the house.
Oh, my God.
It was good, right?
Yeah, the food's really good.
You know what the good thing
about Sunbasket, Jeff, is they give you step by step, okay, what to do. Take out this jar, open the jar.
Remember that?
Pour it. It's like step by step. But it's really, really good food.
It was like it almost talked to you and said, no, idiot, don't do it that way. Hey, you know what? We'll be right back after this. Okay, we're back.
What else are we talking about, Jeff?
What else are we talking about? I had to take a break, Carolina. We're trying to get what Bean on. I think he probably talked himself out of the Vasi loan today.
Hey, call him again. I just want to mention one thing, which is sad. I saw this yesterday, Jeff.
Yeah.
3.3 million people applied for unemployment last week.
Yeah.
This is the largest ever in history.
And you can't get on the...
The website crashed.
You can't get on the website.
Yeah, the website crashed.
It's very hard. I know someone personally who's trying to get on there. I can't get on there, so it's kind of...
I cannot believe that, man. Right, Jeff?
Oh, my God. It's a bummer, you know? The whole thing's a big bummer that this thing is really going to screw up our economy big time.
Of course.
It's already screwing up the economy.
By the way, I'm trying to get Jack Rico on because there's a lot of... everyone's texting me about what should we watch on Netflix or Hulu or Apple TV. By the way, I was recommended to watch Self-Made.
On Netflix.
Yes. Oh my gosh. CJ Walker, Madam CJ Walker. It's her hair cream. And it's actually like a documentary movie about her. It's an amazing, amazing movie. I watched it
twice.
Who
stars in that, Caroline?
Spencer. Octavia Spencer.
She's always good and stuff.
Oh my God. That is such a great movie.
Was she in The Help?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
And she was also in that movie, Hidden Figures, about the space. The black women who worked at NASA.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did you see that movie?
Hidden Figures, yeah.
I just said Hidden
Figures. That's a really, really good movie,
too. Oh, my God,
too.
It's a great movie.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun to watch.
Let me see.
So now we're going to call Wabina and talk to him about everything we just spoke about, again, for a second time. That's what we do with him sometimes.
We just want to see he's quarantined. We just want to see if he's okay.
Just check him with the family.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe he's sleeping. He's probably sleeping. By the way, yesterday would have been opening day for baseball. That didn't happen. I mean, it's really... it's a bummer, man. No, he's not answering. All right, he's asleep.
Jeff,
no baseball.
Cheesecake Factory. Wow, I love cheesecake. Yeah. Furloughs 41,000 hourly workers.
Yeah, you're done, man.
But promises them daily complimentary meals.
Wow.
Wow, that's 41,000.
But they get free food.
They get free food. Hey, you know.
Losing your income. I'm just saying, losing your income sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm not saying anything.
That's a thing right now. And we have a funny podcast, but at the same time,
we don't make money off this, though. That's how funny it is.
Jack Haas, where are you?
What the hell? Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's just great.
Anyway, so
I mean, come on.
You lost my train of thought. What did I want to say?
You said we feel bad for people that are, you said, but people not working. And then you said we have a funny podcast.
Yeah, but you know what? It's hard not to be.
Shut up!
It's hard to be funny when everything else is around us is going on like this.
Let me finish your thought.
I've gotten emails and texts and like they're saying, because I post positive things on my Instagram, but they're like, I get people like, wow, I love your positivity on your Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
You gotta
be positive. You know, but reality is a lot of people are nervous.
Listen, not everybody gets a newspaper, okay? But if you look at the front page of the paper today, Cuomo on the state budget. Governor, state is basically bankrupt. Schools, other cuts coming. Expected economic hit up to $15 billion. This is New York alone. Promise of Washington, D.C. relief sends stocks soaring yesterday, but there's what they call the Friday sell-off. So today the stocks are down because people always sell on Fridays. So the stocks are down today. And like you said, 3.3 million people in the U.S. filed for unemployment. And, yeah, you know, you just think of the economic hit. There's no, when I look at those cams in the city, there's nobody, there is no one, there's no Uber cars and no cabs on the road.
Yeah.
That'll help slow the spread of the virus, too, by the way, though. My theory on that, I mean, you know people got in those cars sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know people got in those cars sick.
Yeah.
They did.
Of course.
They got picked up from the airport and spread it all over the place.
Yeah, I know.
They're calling the rush hour the hush hour right now, though. That's because it's so...
There is no rush hour right now.
There's very little of a rush hour.
There is no rush hour.
But listen, you want to join us today at 5:30. Do what we're doing. 5:30 this afternoon, we're dancing in our driveway. So if you don't have a driveway and live in front of your building...
Can I say something? I just got two other invites for dancing, Jeff.
Really?
I just got from a friend of mine. She goes, we're dancing at 3 o'clock if you want to join us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, maybe I will. I said, maybe.
By the way, you know who else? I can't do the impression. Unless I sing Dola Chapa. I can't even do Schwarzenegger. But Arnold Schwarzenegger donated $1 million to buy masks, gowns, and gloves to medical professionals worldwide.
I'm glad. Everyone's, Jeff, in this world is together. So now they're feeling it. You know that?
You know, and speaking of Arnold, you know, the Terminators on HBO this month are Showtime. And it's still one of my favorite movies. The first Terminator is so damn good.
Never saw it.
It blows away all the... I'm telling people what to watch. You know, I spoke to a friend of mine who had never seen Die Hard. If you're looking for some action...
Mm-hmm.
Can I give a couple of my movie recommendations?
Go ahead.
Okay. my action recommendations, they're all pretty old, nothing recent, okay? These are not, for the most part, not cheap special effects or no special effects. I mean, the Terminator's got, is from the 80s, so it's got ancient special effects, but a great storyline, and a little bit of a romance in there. And just...
It does? Okay,
watch that. Arnold's great in it.
Okay.
You know, you can't beat that. You can't beat Die Hard for action if you've never seen the first one. The others are okay, but the first one's the best one. Comedies? Maybe, can I recommend a comedy?
Go right ahead.
Okay. There, again, we're going old here. You ever see Midnight Run with Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro?
Nope.
One of the funniest movies
really?
Ever made.
Really? Never saw it.
When I was a kid, went to... I wasn't a kid. I was old. Well, yeah. Anyway, when I went to see Midnight Run in the theaters... It was the most laughter I heard in the movie theater since Animal House, which is also hilarious, by the way. And a movie I was showing Carolina to, she kept resisting watching this. I don't know if you... This might be hard for you to find. I don't know if it's on Netflix. I don't know at all. What?
No, just a question that I got from my one of our listeners. She goes, I know you guys do a podcast, but she goes, I want to know an answer to this question. She said, she just had her mortgage deferred for 3 months.
See?
I said, that's great.
That's
but
what I heard.
But she also said, is that going to ruin her credit?
No. It will not ruin your credit.
You know that for a fact.
I know that there's going to be some sort of, they're going to work out something with these credit agencies. They have to.
Yeah, because...
They're part of the world.
Because I know for their, you know, a lot of people's mortgages, they're going to give them like a 3 month, you know...
A reprieve.
A reprieve, yes, exactly. Yes. Exactly.
So the last movie I'm mentioning, okay, another old one, and Carolina said she kept resisting watching. No, I don't want to see that. Best thriller ever made, everybody. Is Marathon Man You started to watch it the other day.
Yeah, like for 2 seconds.
It is a great movie with a young Dustin Hoffman. It is one of the best films ever made, in my opinion. It's in my top. Let's see, Marathon Man is in my top 8 of movies, maybe.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's so watchable. It's a great story. It's you know, it takes about 40 minutes to get rolling, so don't get bored. And then once it really kicks in, everybody knows it's famous for the dentist scene. That's the thing that it's famous for.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So, you know, last night I couldn't sleep. Okay, Jeff.
Yes.
So around 3 a.m, I'm watching. Remember the Fly, the movie The Fly?
The Jeff Goldblum one?
I never saw that one. I saw the original one.
The original Vincent Price, right?
Yeah, that one. But I saw the one with Jeff Goldblum last night.
Right.
Damn, that's scary.
It was scary and good, right?
It was disgusting.
He's good as a fly, right?
I don't like movies like that, but I watched it because it was interesting because I was working.
Jeff Goldblum's good, right?
Yeah,
he does comedy well.
Yeah, it was a very good movie.
He was in Jurassic Park, right?
Exactly.
One more thing, you know, speaking of TV and movies, NBC pulled the episode of the show New Amsterdam, which is about a hospital, because they have an episode that was supposed to air April 7th, about a pandemic in New York City. So they pulled the episode.
Oh, really?
Meanwhile, people are going to watch Outbreak and The Andromeda Strain. These are all movies about, you know, pandemics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and diseases. But meanwhile,
oh, wow.
I guess the network decided that they don't want to run, you know, something like that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Did you see that there's a concert this weekend?
Oh, there is?
Yeah, you didn't see the thing?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Elton John from his living room?
Yes.
Billie Eilish from her living room? Who else?
See, this is what I mean. People are stepping up to the plate because it's affecting everyone. Wait. You know, they're doing something for their community. It's going to be great, man.
It's on Fox this weekend. Mm-hmm. I think it's on regular Fox, so not the news channel. Hang on, let me see. Don't you want to be accurate about this stuff? Elton John.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be the first headline. Mariah Carey. Billie Eilish. They're all doing it from home. He's going to be in his living room. Imagine what Elton John... If you've always wanted... Just to see Elton John's living room, I think, is kind of cool.
Gosh, I want to see what he looks like.
Yeah? What, the living room?
Yeah.
Hour-long concert they're doing. So, here we go. Billie Eilish, Backstreet Boys, Alicia Keys, Billy Joe Armstrong, he's from the band Green Day, Tim McGraw, so we get a little country in there. They got everybody. It's... when is this? First major... I'm trying to see when it is. Sunday night, Fox presents the iHeart Living Room Concert for America.
Oh wow!
Which
cool.
I think is kind of cool. You know why?
Because
you don't get to see a lot of things without audience. You know, you always people hooting and hollering and yelling. You know.
Hey, listen.
Go ahead. I have one more thing.
Listen, guys, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Carrillo. Yeah. You know, email us, carolinacarrillo@gmail.com. Ooh. And I know whatever thing's going around, you know, it's stressful. But you know what? We're all in this together, you know, so stay safe, stay put, and be optimistic because this will be over soon. This will be a part of history, okay, guys? So we love you.
Yeah.
You want to call us, 516-637-3254. Again, we're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and we're out of here.
Oh, and by the way, real quick, if you're looking for things to watch on television this week, they're releasing movies that would have been in the theaters coming to video much faster. So the Harrison Ford movie Call of the Wild is coming out this week. The Ben Affleck thing called The Way Back. The Vin Diesel movie called Bloodshot. They're all coming out fast.
Oh,
that you normally have to wait longer, but you're not going to have to wait. So anyhow.
Cool.
So there's all your info. Feel free to text me, call me anytime. I'm up all night, you know, working, so I'll take calls at night too. Just talk to you, you know?
Call with me real quick.
516-637-3254.
He's been sick. Oh, no.
I got the theme music playing.
No, yeah, but let's hold on. We just need to call him. It's okay.
Oh, my God. He better not have this corona thing. All right. There was the music playing.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Wimeen?
Yeah, just my stomach.
Oh.
Hey, that's a symptom, too. That's a symptom.
No.
No, yeah. But I don't have diarrhea yet. Relax. I'm not.
Are you sure?
Can you breathe? Can you breathe?
Yeah, I could breathe fine.
Okay.
Do you have a fever?
No.
Do you have a scratchy throat? A dry cough?
Okay, and I wake up early to try to jerk off. That's what happened. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Have you turned the color green yet?
Did you order any food from Ching Chong Kitchen?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay, we're at the end of the podcast. We just wanted to call him because we're like, oh, my God, he's sick. Okay. Okay, all right. Good to know that you don't have the virus.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought you had the virus, man.
All right. I'm glad you're okay. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. All right, well, get rest. We love you. Just wanted to check up that.
Yeah.
Our listeners want to know if you're
people
okay.
People ask, what's up with Wimeen?
Yeah,
you know?
Is he okay?
Is that what you call me for?
Yeah, we care about you idiot.
We love you.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Go back to sleep. Yeah. We love you. Quiet there, right?
Feel
all
better. Right, take some drugs or something. Take some Tums. Rolaids work really well.
Bye.
Rolaids, all right?
All right, bye.
Wimeen, I'll give you a blowjob. What the hell?
He hung up with me, the son of a bitch.
We're out of here, guys. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, have thanks
a great
for listening.
Weekend. We'll see you Monday, all right?
Yeah, at Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook, 516-637-3254. Have a great weekend. Best of this weekend. Yep. I'm posting an old show, so check it out from the SoundCloud days. The Carolina Carrillo Show is a JJ production.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.